The pericope today is about calling, being called by Jesus, maybe to do something different. It's about being called and answering the call, trusting that Jesus knows what he's doing. It's about a call to drop everything and immediately follow Jesus. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were fishermen, professional fishermen. They made a meager living catching fish. And it was not the kind of fishing that I used to do with my dad when I was little. You know, we'd be out on a boat in a peaceful lake, casting our lines and slowly drawing them in, and the weather was lovely. No, these fishermen had to work really, really hard. They threw large empty nets into the water, and hopefully, when they brought them back in, they were full of squirmy fish. Now, I actually wonder if that had anything to do with when Jesus called, they immediately got up and left. They immediately dropped what they were doing, and they left their boats and their nets. James and John even left their father. Ultimately, they left everything that meant anything to them, their family and their livelihood. They sacrificed a lot to change vocations and to learn to fish for people. Jesus didn't make any promises about an easier life. He never suggested that fishing for people was going to be easy. But they already knew that, because if you remember from last week, they actually spent some time with Jesus. They went to the place where he was staying, and they spent perhaps a long time getting to know him, getting to know what was important to him, getting to know what he would be doing, and they wanted to be a part of it. The kingdom that he had announced was actually unfolding before them. The people who sat in darkness, suffering from illness, or struggling to make a living, oppressed by the Roman government, they were beginning to see the great light. The fishermen saw what happened whenever Jesus was around, and they wanted to be part of that movement. Now, theirs was a very dramatic calling. Drop everything and come follow me. Never mind your family or your job, your retirement dreams or your vacation plans. Stop what you're doing to come and work for me, because I need you. Thankfully, most of us aren't really called to that much of a drastic transition. But I do believe that we are called. All of us are called, maybe to particular vocations or to be good stewards of our time and our gifts and our resources, or to come to church regularly and worship and come for spiritual nourishment, to participate in various ministries in the church, and to listen to what God is doing in our lives, to live and breathe our faith in our everyday normal lives. Each of us is called to be a partner with Jesus so that God's kingdom will be on earth as it is in heaven, and so that the light can continue to shine and spread over the darkness, so that all who are broken will be made whole, and so that peace and justice prevail. That's a pretty tall order. We are not called to do this on our own. That's what being part of the body of Christ is about, right? Well, God is calling St. Timothy's too. We have a sense of that call. We acknowledge it, we claim it in our dismissal at the end of the service. It could be an individual call if we replaced the we with I, if we made it singular. And I'd like us to try that. Now, this is a little awkward, and to those who are visiting, feel free to just see what's on the screen, read, think, ponder, or find someone, if you're brave enough, in the congregation that you don't know and talk to them. I'd like you to partner with someone, or two or three, whatever kind of makes sense where you're seated, and look at each other, right in the eyes. Like, really look at each other, I'm serious. Make eye contact. Now, at the same time, you're gonna have to be looking at the screen back and forth, okay? Does everyone have someone to partner with and look at? So this is our dismissal. Yes, Nelson, you're gonna have to turn around. There we go, Margo's gonna move up. So this is our dismissal at the end of the service, but I changed the we's to I's and made it singular. And what I'd like you to do in your own time, not together, but kind of randomly, talk to each other and say those words. Tell your neighbor what your calling is. And, you know, there's no particular rhythm to join in here. Just talk to each other. When you're ready, go ahead and get started. You can talk really loudly, too. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're at the chatting bit now, and we're not chatting. We're just doing this dismissal. It's an exercise. So if you're done, please stand up. If you're able, stand up. And we're going to turn those I statements back into we statements. And we're going to say it just like we would at the end of the service. Gentlemen, are you ready? This is the teacher in me coming out. Okay, I'll be the leader, and I want you to think about these words and embrace these words. We are called
to be with God and empowered to thrive in a changing world.
We are called
to be a covenant community sharing the love of God and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and action.
We are called
to provide opportunities.
We are called
to go in peace, to love, and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great. Have a seat. So what just happened? Did any of you kind of feel the goosebumps that I did when everyone started talking together? Something happened. Something was different. When we made the I statements to each other, there was just kind of this hum in the room. Everybody talking to each other, telling each other what they're called to do, and everyone's individual call is meaningful, and they're all true, and they're all good. And it's good for us to tell each other what our call is, even beyond what we read, because our calls are more than that, really. Then we changed back to using the we statements, and there was a completely different energy. There was a strength and a power. There always is when people gather for a cause or a reason or a mission. If you just look at what happened yesterday with the women's marches that took place all over the country and even the world, it was really powerful. We are strong together. When we can answer God's call and accomplish more than when we act alone, we can accomplish more together when we act as the body of Christ. This was part of Paul's appeal, really, to the Corinthians when he said he wanted them to be united in the same mind and the same purpose. So the annual meeting is next week, and it's a very special time that's set aside for us to come together as one body and to hear and reflect on all the ways in which God has been at work at St. Timothy's this past year. We're going to break bread together and enjoy fellowship. We're going to elect our new vestry members and our diocesan delegates. We're going to get an update from the rector's search committee. And it's also a time for us to get excited together about how God might stir things up for St. Timothy's this year and to consider what God is calling St. Timothy's to do. And also to be inspired about how we're going to answer God's call. It's going to be a good time, and it's an important time. So be there, or be square. Jesus called four fishermen one day to follow him. The fishermen stopped what they were doing to join him, to learn to be fishers of people and to spread light over the darkness, to realize the kingdom of heaven on earth. Like Andrew, Peter, James, and John, we are also called individually and as a faith community. How have you answered God's call, and what is God calling you to right now? Take a look at the 2016 year in review. It's all posted in Edwards Hall. And notice how St. Tim's has been answering God's call, because we have. It's been a busy year, and it's been a good year. And then start imagining how we will continue to listen for and answer God's call in the exciting year ahead, because good stuff is coming. Thanks be to God for all that we have been and continue to be, in Jesus' name. Amen.